Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest down in Marco Island, Florida, is Dave Giesling, the CEO of the FEI Group, otherwise known as Floor Expo. Dave, how you doing?
Fantastic, Kemp. It's great to have you here.
Good to be with you. We're at your annual meeting. You've got your membership group down here. Most people know that Floor Expo FEI Group has three different sections. You've got these flooring contractor focused on the new single-family home construction. You've got a group of flooring contractors who are focused in the multifamily sector. And several years ago, and the reason you changed your name to FEI Group, you added some cabinet folks, and they're all down here together, right?
That's correct.
All right, so yesterday you had an opening session, and you introduced 10 new members, eight of which were on what I consider the flooring side of it, a few in the cabinet side. So you're a growing organization, right?
Oh, indeed we are. You know, from the membership perspective, I think as you've always known, it's been more about quality than quantity. And we've added some very strong members in some key markets where we had some voids, you know, in part due to the downturn and recession and in part just due to movement in business in general. But no, we're tickled with the new membership side of the business, to be sure.
You couldn't have timed this any better. You bring this group down here, and in the headlines of the newspaper is that the housing market is seeing statistics that we haven't seen, some in 4 years, some in 6 years, as far as the investments and the new home starts. You know, all of the statistics are pointing up, and they're pointing up pretty sharply, aren't they?
Absolutely. Kemp, I mentioned yesterday to the group, we had an unsustainable run from 2002 to 2006. We all knew that. I don't think anyone predicted the extent to which it would fall off, which turned out to be an 80% plus decline from peak to trough. So coming out of a bottom like that, you should expect to see certain indicators turn, and in some cases like they are now, rather significantly. My biggest concern, which I again expressed to the group yesterday, is not so much concern of how long this is going to last anymore. I think we will have some bumps and fits and starts coming out of the downturn. But it's time to be ready. The issue of keeping up with the movement of business and the change in the business environment is going to be very important. And as these growth spikes hit, financing growth will be an issue. I think manufacturing, trade contracting, new home construction, even in the multifamily renovation and new construction arenas as well. So I feel very comfortable saying that we're out of the absolute abyss and we're coming out of it. And we'll have some significant growth on a percentage basis. But keep in mind how far the segment dropped. So in terms of getting back to quote-unquote where we were, it'll take a while to get there, but growth is good for everybody.
Do you think your members are well positioned to be able to finance this growth that we anticipate in the next couple of years?
I do, and this is what we've been talking about since really the fall-off in the fall of 2008. It's painful, but not so difficult to right-size a business on the way down. The real challenge and the real pitfalls are coming back out and financing growth. You can sell yourself into a world of trouble. So we've been reinforcing that. We'll be doing it again today and tomorrow in breakout sessions and work that we do with the members. Randy McNatt, our CFO, has an entire track that's just built purely on the finance side of the business. We view this as crucial, but I think there's no doubt that our members are well-positioned and well-capitalized to handle this growth, which is going to unfold for quite a period of time now.
You know, we track these statistics around multifamily and single family. Briefly to talk about multifamily, it heated up a year ago, been doing very well. There's a lot of citizens in the U.S. that have gone through foreclosure. They owned a home, now they've gone into a rental situation. And so that market has been doing well for a little while. You've obviously got some major players there. The biggest in the business are members here. And then on the single family, and I want to focus on that for just a minute, on the single family side, I'd like to get your feedback on what's going on as this builder market, which almost completely died away, as they're ramping back up and building, I think 750 is the number now, moving toward hopefully over a million next year. What are we seeing? We're seeing a shift toward more hard surface. Are the new homes that are being built, are they bigger now? Tell us a little bit about what you're seeing there.
That was a loaded question. A lot of content there. Definitely the movement into multifamily was more a reflexive action from too many single-family homes being built. We understand that. And home ownership in the country went from 61.5% or 62% to pushing 70, you know, 68, 69%, which is too high. And this was fueled by artificial demand. So we understand that, and there was a retraction. that actually initially even hurt the multifamily community because people started moving in with each other. The number of households in reality decreased a little bit. So all of that is unwinding right now. And there was a sense on the single family side, for example, that the average footprint of the home would become smaller. 10 years ago, lot sizes got smaller. There was a significant trend to a much larger footprint on a smaller lot. And the issue with that really was more in terms of the energy consumption in the home and what that did to increase same. So there was definitely a trend away from that in terms of the average size of the home and energy efficiency and windows and all these sorts of things that don't even relate to flooring. The bottom line is my personal feeling, and it's all speculation at this point. There is some data now, but for the most part it's speculation, is we won't see a massive trend to smaller homes and the like. I think as the economy recovers and as housing in particular recovers, you'll see demand that is consistent with what Americans want in a new home. Another big issue in play, obviously, is the foreclosure pipeline and how much inventory is tied up in foreclosures. And I think certainly from a financing standpoint, this is constrained comps. So you want to go out and appraise a home, and what are the comps down the street? Well, we had one that was foreclosed on here, and these folks went bankrupt and so on and so forth. It's hurt the appraisal phase of the business, but I even see that beginning to turn a little bit. Some of that arm's length thinking that really was pushed quickly into the appraisal community, where we had in Atlanta, for example, appraisers driving up from Macon that didn't know where major thoroughfares were to come appraise property without any understanding of the local market. That is starting to go away. Appraisers are asking questions. They're looking at subtleties in a home. They're understanding and accounting for, in many cases, the fact that these were foreclosures down the street. And so pricing is starting to move in the right direction again. And as that happens, I think you'll see the foreclosure pipeline flush itself out. But not every consumer, and this is very important, is interested in buying a foreclosure. I mean, there are headaches and issues and concerns that come with that. So there's a certain percentage of that pie that will tie up and flush out that foreclosure inventory. But there's a bulk of the population that wants to buy and build their own new home. And as capital is freed up to do that, I think you'll expect to see it pick up more quickly than was once anticipated.
Talk a little bit about these homes that are being built specifically around flooring. We are seeing a shift. Carpet is in the bedroom. It's in some of the more intimate areas, but you're seeing a lot more hard surface, aren't you?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think on the single family side, this is a trend that's at least a decade old. What's interesting is it's moved into the multifamily arena as well. There's a lot of hard surface that we're seeing in the multifamily environment. And I expect that to flush out probably to the point where you have a lot of carpet in bedrooms and a lot of hard surface elsewhere in these units.
Now, when you look at your competition, most of us know that the home centers took a run at being the source of supply for a lot of these smaller contractors. And so some people would say that the home centers attempted to be a value source of supply. But they're not doing very well in this business, are they?
Well, they're not. I think you have to look at what drove that. And it's, in my view, this massive growth curve through the addition of new stores all over the country that created expectations within the shareholding community. And when they hit capacity and really got to the point they began cannibalizing their own sales, opening up more stores in new markets, there was a very earnest attempt to try and find new routes to grow. And residential trade contracting seemed like a no-brainer. It's just a very different business than the big box business. What we do is very different, and I think it's been evident in their lack of success, obviously.
All right, so we're the first full day of your two-day meeting. You've got a lot on the agenda. Tell us a couple of the highlights that you're most fired up about, that of what you're going to do with your membership down here.
Just two, huh? I think the CFO track is interesting for us. We have a lot of representatives from member companies here that are interested in getting into some pretty intense detail. A lot of it came out of our performance summit, some extensive and deep benchmarking and best practices where we're rolling out really the best of the best ideas in the group across the membership, and it's gotten a lot of traction. And again, we can't get into these things if we don't have these people here. So the CFOs are attending, and this is a very exciting and positive development for us for sure. The session that we had last night was fantastic. You know, networking in such a way that we're dealing with big issues. We've got a breakout session tomorrow. It's just all about my biggest mistake. We've got some epic doozy mistakes that we've made in this group for sure. Sharing these things and learning from each other is a very, very big deal. some of the marketing technology. I think you had plans to talk to Allison, so I won't get into too much detail there. And we've got a lot of fun wrapped into the agenda as well. We're really looking forward to all of it.
All right, Dave, it's good to be down here with your group. They all seem to be very optimistic and upbeat around where the market's headed. Again, we've been talking to Dave Giesling, who's CEO with FEI Group, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.